And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 9th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of Jill Kerr Conway, born in New South Wales, Australia, 1934. Father was a sheep rancher. She grew up in isolation on a sheep ranch, far, far from town. She became a sheep hand on the ranch, checking fences and prodding sheep from one paddock to another. Went off to college, studied history, and then spent 10 years as the president of Smith College, first woman to hold that position. She's the author of The Road from Kurrain and A Woman's Education. Jill Kerr Conway, who said, "You never know what you'll want to write until it starts writing itself in your head." It's the birthday of Belva Plain, born Belva Offenberg, New York City, 1915, graduated from Barnard, degree in history. She wrote multi-generational family sagas of Jewish immigrants. And though the critics were not always kind to Belva Plain's books, one of them called the books easy, consoling works of generous spirit, fat with plot and sentiment, thin in nearly every other way, and almost invisible in character development. Nonetheless, readers loved them, and they were all bestsellers. Her first book, Evergreen, published in 1978, was made into a miniseries in 1985. It was a big bestseller. She wrote longhand in spiral notebooks, and she produced a novel about every year or so. It's the birthday of John Lennon, born Liverpool, England, 1940, during a German air raid. His mother, Julia Stanley, was a free spirit, married a sailor named Freddie Lennon on a whim. Freddie managed to be gone most of the time, and Julia gave the little boy to her sister Mimi to raise. He didn't show much musical inclination as a child, but he did love drawing and reading. He loved Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and The Wind in the Willows and the Just William stories by Richard Crompton. He was bright, often in trouble in school, and when Elvis Presley came on the scene in 1956, it became the focus of the boy's life. When he was 17, John Lennon formed his own band, the Quarrymen, and soon after that, Paul McCartney and then George Harrison joined, and by 1960, they were calling themselves the Beatles. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Mills. We've had this conversation before. We've had this conversation before, my daughter and I, many times, about what she might buy with her allowance, about candy, about how her brother annoys her, about where her birth mother might be. And we've had this conversation before, my son and I, many times, about how fast he is, how fast horses are, about candy, about how his sister bosses him, about how much a horse costs. And we've had this conversation before, my wife and I, many times, about how tired we are, about what we might buy them, and how much it all costs, about how they annoy us, how fast they're growing, how scared we are, about what might happen, about this life so tiring and wonderful, and how, if we could, we'd repeat it, this life, many times, many times. A poem by Joseph Mills, We've Had This Conversation Before, from his collection This Miraculous Turning, published by Press 53 and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.